The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for triple X movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Look, boys, I may have another job for you. Take a look at that photo.
So gross.
Super gross.
Super gross.
This neighborhood is on the upswing.
We could paint this place today, sell it tomorrow, and still make money.
Yes, we could.
Jeepers.
You're not just a little nervous in this house.
Hey, there is not one thing to be afraid of in this house.
What are you doing out there?
You can't move into the Maison de Sang and not raise a few eyebrows.
Maison de Sang?
What does it mean?
House of Blood.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. This place has a nickname already.
Universitas.
What is going on right now?
G'day, everyone, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a random film to do an audio commentary for. This is episode 34, and we are the number one Tubi-related podcast hosted by two Australians and a Canadian. I am your host, of course, Bee Jermaine, the terrible Aussie. And with me, as always, is my first co-host, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. Good to be back. Good to be here. And as it is every week for the last, I don't know, many, many weeks, we're still in lockdown here in Melbourne, Australia. So nothing's changed from one week to the other. Such is life
indeed,
right
indeed.
Now. Mm.
Indeed. You could say we're going through hell, baby. But
that was god awful, Dean. File that.
Yes. I apologize for that horrific joke. Or hellish joke.
No!
I'm just warning, based on the movie we're doing today, there might be a lot of hell puns throughout this whole comic show.
This is how you do it, Bede. That was one hell of a try, baby.
As you heard from just a second ago, our second co-host has finally made a return after being kidnapped by Craven.
I'm alive!
And that, of course, is the one and only Professor Batch. How are you going, Batch?
To be honest, yes, I was not here this week. I have to apologize. That son of a bitch gassed me. But I have, like, he's gassed me so many times on Webtails now. I think I'm kind of adapting to his CBD gas. He didn't even lock the door.
Oh. In typical fashion.
One mistake kind of ruined everything.
So he's not getting his own podcast on 4D. He's not going to get a podcast with you, Bean, as much as he's trying to negotiate that.
Yes.
But I am not alone today. This was my pick this week. So hell of a guy I am.
Yes.
I decided to give it to my baby, Mrs. Batch. She's joining us this week.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to the show. I mean, you're back after last appearing on Stalked by My Doctor with Eric Roberts.
And that's now correct.
And you're back now for this movie as well.
And she picked it, for the record.
Ooh. Very exciting. I have not seen this movie. I've heard a little bit about this movie. I've wanted to see it, so I'm intrigued.
Indeed. I mean, we probably already said the title of this movie already, but Batch and Kirsten, tell us, what movie are we watching for Tubi Tuesday today?
We will be watching Hell Baby.
Yes.
And why are we watching Hell Baby?
It looks awfully funny and I'm in the mood for a good laugh. But yeah, it was definitely something I wasn't expecting when we were looking and doing some previews and that sort of thing. So I thought it would be something different for a change.
So a little behind the scenes on my end up here in the Great White North. Before each episode of Tubi Tuesday, I show Kirsten the actual trailers to the movies we're watching.
Mm.
And 9 times out of 10, it's God, no.
That's why she doesn't watch the trailers.
So she knows the quality that we've been doing these last 33 episodes. So we've been talking about her coming back on the show for a while. And I was giving her my pick. And so you can pick whatever piece of garbage you want. And we've got Hell Baby this week. And I think it's going to fit right in.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's definitely a Tubi Tuesdays movie.
Yes.
Indeed. And I've heard about this movie for a while, and I've been meaning to get around to seeing it, but today's a good opportunity to finally watch it. So I'm definitely looking forward to this viewing of the film.
I look forward to now, being very confused because there's no closed captions.
Indeed.
Damn you, Tubi.
It's too bad you don't know lip reading, Marcy, then it would be easy for you.
I could try, but...
Exactly.
Producer Batch is going to teach you how to separate your audio feed from your earphone feed.
Yes.
Alrighty, now before we get started with the movie, we'll lay down the ground rules as per usual with this show.
There's rules?
Of course. Now, for those out there who have never listened to an episode of Tubi Tuesdays, first of all, how dare you? second of all, what you need to do is go to Tubi, look up the film Hell Baby, if it's streaming in your neck of the woods, if you have Tubi. And then we're going to be starting the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from 5. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. Pretty sure on its own, the commentary will still be a lot of fun if you don't have a copy of this film. However, though, if you do have it on, say, another streaming service or a DVD, Blu-ray, it should be able to work there as well. But since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So whenever an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad, and that way you can pause the film. And then once we say it's over, you can restart it again. But just to make sure, we'll give timestamps as well during the commentary. So that way you can keep in sync with us. So, let's do this. Is everyone ready to go to hell? The Hell Baby.
As I like to say after every time you do your opening spiel, any other podcast would edit those out. Not us. We're not editing shit. We're giving you the full 2 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, if we have to do these commentaries while watching the ads, all of our listeners have to as well. So even though it's only for listening form, but still.
Before we start again, did I hear that right? Our last for Intruder was 1,500 downloads?
Oh, yeah.
So 1,500 people listened to you complain about nerds for almost 2 fucking hours of that movie.
Yes.
A very thank you from all of us here at the 2BTV podcast to every single person who's taken the time to listen to our bullshit.
Yes.
Indeed. And thank you for all of our listeners for making the show as successful as it is with the downloads on all the multiple streaming services. So, and if you're a big fan of the show, definitely also leave us a rating or review on your respected podcast streaming service. So
it helps.
And we'll read it on the show too. So let's do this. Are we all ready for Hell Baby?
As I'll ever be. Baby.
Indeed. All right, I'll count us down and then we'll go when I say go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off. Gravitas Ventures is what comes up first.
Oh, it's Millennium Films. It's
Millennium Films.
The 2000s canon film group.
Have we done a Millennium film for Tubi's before?
No, we haven't. Oh. Actually, no, we haven't yet.
We've done like 50 billion like full moon.
Indeed. Oh, Darko Entertainment. That's Richard Kelly's production company.
Oh. You know,
the director.
Yeah.
This movie's got a great cast so far.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And And for those out there who don't know Millennium Films, they pretty much produce like all the Expendable films, all the Olympus Has Fallen films, and you know, pretty much any kind of lower budget action film of the past couple of years, they've pretty much been involved.
These are some quality housings. I think I'm
going to and they still cost. And they still cost about $1 million.
Well, if it was in Sydney, yeah.
Yes.
That'd be like $5 million house.
That's a $3,000 a month rental in Canada.
Exactly.
That building's a hard Canadian 30.
Like, so far I'm looking at all the cast, it's like, this is like a who's who, like, is in this movie. And this movie came out, what year did this movie come out? 2013,
so I believe, yeah.
8 years ago. Mm. And a lot of these people, like, got onto huge fees. I mean, Kumail Nanjiani's in the new Eternals movie, so...
That's right. Yes. And like the leads. Sorry.
This is before he got jacked.
Exactly. He went from being a nerd to being a fucking jacked nerd.
My God, should her belly be that humongous?
She's not pregnant. She's just fat. How dare you?
Dare you, bitch.
Make it that assumption that she's pregnant.
I'm sorry, but it looks like she's pregnant with a fully grown human.
Well, she is probably pregnant with the devil's spawn, Marcy, so it's probably a little bit bigger than the average, maybe.
Must be, it's all Rob Caudry. I can't say his name.
Rob Caudry.
Yes.
There we go.
He's
who I strive to be as a fitting on top hair man.
Well, oh, really? Because
Paul Shearer's in this too, so this is like.
Exactly. I got those two people back there just like sitting there judging of like, how dare you move into our neighborhood? And how dare you be pregnant like that?
Why people moving into the murder house?
They're just waiting for something bad to happen.
Those crazy white people moving into that scary house.
And the woman's pregnant with an adult baby.
Yes.
God, sorry, that just looks overly massive.
You pop 4D cursed us out.
Yay! There was a weird thing in the window. I think it might have been Bede. I'm sorry.
Allegedly.
That was Bede after his first smoke.
Indeed.
Okay.
Now,
this house is a dump.
Now, this film, like, reading off trivia, this was the directorial debut for writers and comedians Robert Ben Grant and Thomas Lennon. Now, they created Reno 911. Mm. That's kind of like the show that broke them out.
Mm.
But their screenwriting credits, like other movies, is insane.
Oh.
They have written as screenwriters Taxi, the Queen Latifah Jimmy Fallon film, The Pacifier, Herbie Fully Loaded, Let's Go to Prison, Night at the Museum, Balls of Fury, and Peabody and Sherman, and of course, Baywatch.
So, are you sure maybe that was Bede?
Yeah. Yes.
No, it's just another bald guy.
I feel very represented in this movie.
You should. Far. It's actually very nice to see.
Exactly.
What was I going to say? Out of all those movies you named, I think I liked Mr. Peabody and Sherman the most.
I didn't mind the first night of the
Museum. That one's like a Peabody and Sherman one. But I think Peabody and Sherman's really good. Hey, it's, I always forget his name.
Egan Michael Key.
That's the one. Another bold man, indeed.
Obviously, like, doing a precursor of his role in Playing with Fire with John Cena.
We don't talk about him on the show. We don't mention that name on the show.
And look, another bald man. It's,
I said that before. There's another bald man for you, Bede.
Yes.
You're fully represented, bro.
Indeed.
Fist bump the movie.
Yes.
So, would anyone move into this dump of a house?
If it costs like $100 a week in rent, then yes.
How's the internet? That's all I have to know.
That is a question. As shitty as this house looks, it's got pretty good internet.
No, then maybe. Because nothing bad can happen if you have good internet, right?
Exactly. The House of Blood.
House of Blood. And of course, you know, the Cajuns, they like to call it
Newton. I'm assuming this movie takes place in New Orleans. That's my assumption so far.
It was probably cheaper to film there.
Exactly. And also, like, a lot of Millennium films at the time were being shot in New Orleans, because I know most of the Expendable films were a lot were shot in that same place as well. It's not like my friend Jordan Peele would go on to become an Academy Award winner out there.
It's not like you wouldn't leave me here for movies like this that don't even come to vid theaters.
Exactly.
It's not like he wouldn't cast me in Get Out. Like, what the hell?
Like, he didn't cast me in his... He didn't cast me in the lead of his first film. I thought he was my best friend.
Not like he wouldn't even cast me in an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Exactly. God. I mean, Kamal Nanjiani got cast in Twilight Zone, not me.
What did he do to piss it off Jordan Peele?
No, I'm just voting about it.
I'm just saying.
He was very happy when Jordan won his Oscar. I saw footage. He was like legit dancing on chairs and stuff.
No.
I love how he just exits through the window as well.
Why wouldn't he?
Who does he think he is? Pacey?
I thought or that Dawson? Was, no, I thought that Joey.
Was Joey. Oh yeah, sorry.
She's I probably think of like
Yeah, I probably think of like Scary Movie because like that in there is a scene that James Van Der Beek snuck in through the window, so that was my just first thought. Yeah.
I love These Are the Priests.
Yes. Where did that brick wall come from?
It's surrounded by brick walls because there's nothing else to be going on.
Oh, the boxes are stacked on each other.
The boxes weren't there before.
You guys are way ahead of us. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, we're at 8:27.
No, we're way ahead of you. I don't know how that happened.
Where are you at?
We're at 9:07.
Oh, we're at 8:36.
Okay, I'm pausing right now at 9:11.
Oh.
Okay. We're all about
How topical. I'm pausing at 9:11.
Yes. Oh, jeez.
Let me know when you're there.
We are now seeing the priest right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your time?
And clearly the one on the left looks exactly like Scott Adkins on Freaking
Marcy,
Out.
Marcy, what's your time?
9 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
There we go.
Now we're
in sync. How that happened.
Now we're in sync. Now our jokes are lined up.
That was a first.
Oh, well. Your jokes were a bit ahead in time.
Exactly. You're in the future.
Except we normally.
Why does the priest on the right, not with the mo, but with the goatee, look like Scott Adkins in Expendables 2?
I don't know.
Both these priests are very Father Guido Sarducci-esque.
Yes.
That's a reference. That's just showing my age.
Also, Monsignor, isn't it just possible just to turn on a light instead of walking around with, like, lamps?
And why do we have this stupid accent right now?
They're priests. They're Italian priests. They do the exorcisms, and you know they do the
thing. They're from Italy. We have to do this. Where's my spaghetti and meatballs and giardoletto?
Whatever.
I broke Marcy.
Totally.
The one on the left looks like John Barathol,
it
like
does.
Steve Rogers.
He does. Like, he, look, he, He looks like the little miniature John Barrowfall / Scott Adkins rolled into one. It's his clone equivalent.
Oh! Oh, they got the sunglasses on. They're...
This is the Christian version of Men in Black.
Okay. I want a movie just with these guys.
Yes.
But they got to team up with the kung fu fighting priest from Brain Dead / Dead Alive.
Is he talking to himself in the mirror?
No, he's talking to our wife in the shower.
Oh.
No, he's talking to another bald person.
It's Keegan-Michael Keel in the shower.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez. But, like, you're moving into a house that is, like, dilapidated or whatever the word is. It's a derelict house. What do you expect?
It's a fixer-upper.
Oh, it was me. Yeah.
Oh.
That was weird.
Look at that. Look at that bathtub. Look at the outside of it. It's so grimy.
Any house could be a murder house before you move into it.
Mm. Exactly.
I've never
moved into a murder house. I'd be too frightened to.
We're at 12:12.
Hold on. I'm a little behind you now. Ours is freezing up a bit, but.
Oh, 12:20?
Yeah, we're at 12, 13, 14, 15, I'll pause it. 16. Yeah,
25. 12, 17, 25.
18, 9, 9. I'll let you know.
25. 25. 25 or
35? Help me. 25.
Okay. Let's make sure we're on the right track.
Okay. I'm
aiming on Hell Baby. I'm at 12:39.
We're at 12:42.
We're there.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to make any assumptions, but I think Satan doesn't want us to watch this movie.
No.
There's a hell baby in the internet.
Ew.
Oh, my gosh.
Ew.
Ew. No. That's terrifying. No. That's scary.
Is she going to lick it?
You're going to lick it.
She's going to lick it.
Yeah.
She did.
No.
Don't worry, it's only strawberry.
That better be the joke.
No, not the joke.
Not his blood on the phone.
That is a tiny phone.
That looks like my old phone.
I just can't believe you used that up until what, this year?
That is your old phone. This...
How did my phone was like this big at the time.
It was tiny.
Stupid Dr. Marsden. Dr. James Marsden. Oh, it's Cujo.
Like, seriously, okay, is that belly getting bigger?
It is.
I think so. I like how she's, like, resting it on top of the sink.
And drinking wine.
That horrible woman, she's drinking wine while pregnant. Is he putting... Oh, well, for a second there, I thought that was, like, a stripper pole for a second.
Yeah, for his heavily pregnant wife, B.
Hey, I mean, some people want to do stuff while they're pregnant, you know.
You're living their best life.
Exactly.
Yeah,
if that's what they enjoy.
She was going to do a routine and then the baby would fly out. Damn it, I should have made that joke 2 seconds earlier. You would have done a spit take. Oh, wait, you kind of did.
Almost, but I held it in. Maybe one little bit got out.
I'm liking her dress. It's very pretty.
If the running gag throughout this whole movie isn't that the husband isn't oblivious to all the shit that's happening around him, then what's the point? I gave you piss, honey.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's on fire.
It's a little bit strong.
I have a feeling he's very oblivious to all of this.
Yes.
Jeez.
It's not my fault I gave you Pinfin, honey. I'm pregnant. Leave me alone. I'm emotional right now.
I think I had that horse dewormer shit in there.
Yes.
Oh my
god. Now, excuse me, I'm...
What the fuck? Where did he come from? I've snorted already.
Oh my gosh, you're not Jordan Peele.
It's just be tripping. Am I right?
If Keegan Michael Key doesn't at some point say get out, then, you know, that kind of... What's the point?
That was why he wasn't cast in the movie.
Exactly. It's Jordan like, Peele was like, dude, you don't make fun of my future Oscar-winning horror movie.
He named it right after now? Jordan Peele King because he doesn't King. Get out.
He may be a ghost. I'm calling it right now.
Mm.
Ooh. I can definitely see that. Who somehow likes to wear overalls now.
As long as this doesn't become like a Zandali situation and he starts macking on the wife.
Oh, God. Well, we've seen priests in a church, so maybe.
Well, at least we could tie it back to Zandali, this movie, in some way, because it's in New Orleans as well.
It's the same house from Zandali.
Mm. Couple of years later.
Couple of years later. It's a ghost of Nicolas Cage.
Boo! I'm a ghost.
Oh god, I'm a that's ghost all we need. No.
I'm gonna have my hair is gonna be in flames.
No.
Boo!
You know that, okay, in this version, you know then who needs to be the priest then? The two okay. Charles Bronsons! Mm.
Yeah, yes! Why have one Charles Bronson, we could have two. We're gonna find the devil's baby and shoot it in the face with our gun because he killed our families.
We're both gonna do an exorcism.
My exorcism, without... I'm just gonna shoot him. Bang!
with my revolver.
That'll get the baby, that'll get the devil out.
The two Charles Bronson's the dumbest joke on this show.
I did an old Bronson and a young Bronson.
Stop it!
I don't know.
We've done a Charles Bronson movie. We haven't even done a Charles Bronson movie yet. I don't know where the impression has come from.
I don't know where the impression comes from, but I love it. It's my new favorite gag after me doing the nerds part.
I think it was because, you know, the adult high schoolers in Brotherhood of Justice looked like they could have just been Charles Bronson. I think that's where it came from.
Oh, I think that's where it came from. But now in every movie, we show up.
Thank you. I gotta hide my little box of secrets under the bed. Oh, it's Paranormal Activity.
Who's under the covers?
Oh, my God.
Who is under the covers?
Is that Keegan-Michael Keel?
I think
Keegan-Michael Key, I'm going to be upset.
Oh, no.
It's going to be Cujo.
Doesn't he look to see who's there? Ew. I don't want to see where this is going.
Deathbed's cousin is weird.
Yeah. Deathbed's cousin is kinky as shit.
Ew.
Cujo.
Yeah, is that Ted Raimi in Evil Dead 2?
Fucking dead. He's got a fear boner.
I wasn't getting a joke. I wasn't getting a blowjob from a ghost. I'm not Dan Aykroyd.
No.
Well, it's not even a ghost. It's still alive and dead? Like,
I don't know what it is!
Say, honey, what are we having for dinner tonight?
This movie's
If this movie wasn't a murder house before, it is now.
Oh my god.
Oh, now she's smoking. Setting a bad example for pregnant women everywhere.
The baby's cursed. She's smoking and drinking.
Of course it's going to be a hell baby.
Exactly. I can imagine the Hell Baby is just going to come out with like a handlebar mustache and be like, oh yeah!
Hey, Hell Baby, yeah!
Oh yeah!
Goo goo gaga, I'm a ghost, boo!
Listen, you got 5 minutes with me!
I made a tickle in my diaper!
Stop it!
Everyone's right there yet.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck?
Because they get rid of the body. I mean, they could have just, I don't know, throw it over the side. Might have been easier.
It just would have fit in with everything else.
They kind of throw it in the neighbor's yard. It is New Orleans.
We throw it in the neighbor's yard and we'll blame it on the dog.
I mean, like, really, the body is... A dead body just does not look out of place in this neighborhood.
Ah, this is our 10th dead body this week.
This movie has a lot in common with that CM Punk ghost movie.
Just except a little
this
bit.
This one's actually... Except for that one was going playing for straight. This is going for full-blown comedy.
Yeah.
That one should have been more comedic. Would have been a
any movie's a comedy when you add a life a laugh track.
Yes, mm-hmm. And a Jew shower,
and a dog.
Because that dude had yes.
She's gonna fight this dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight this dog.
You made my dog run away.
So he finally realizes something weird's happening.
Smartest yeah. character in this movie.
He'll only when be he finds smart. Out that... He'd only be smart if he ran away.
Also, I'm going to make a prediction for a joke that's going to happen later in this movie. He finds out that it's the devil's baby. He's going to be like, "You were sleeping around on me." How dare you?
Yeah, we'll probably be a joke in this movie.
Yes.
That's his answer. You need a psychiatrist. Do you?
Not an exorcism.
She needs an exorcist.
Exactly. Or at least get Sam Rockwell. If anyone gets that joke.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
That was more like lick, lick, lick.
Yeah, that's...
That lawn's way too nice.
Who's this guy?
Oh, look, it's... I thought that was Ben Stiller for a second.
Why is he wearing those?
Wait for it. Somebody has to say it.
He's smuggling plums there.
You didn't say it. I'm very disappointed in all of you. Which, of course, is the thing. How many subscribers are you... will take for you to wear that outfit.
Because there's probably a better outfit in this movie, Bede.
Yes, that is true.
I'm too distracted by the fact that there's a big sausage there that I don't want to see right now.
Indeed.
She knows it.
Oh, and she notices it. And you had to say, oh, jeez.
To be fair.
Well, I mean... See, you only wear short pants like that if you didn't want to show off your package. That's the whole point of those type of, like, late, those type of cycling pants.
Mm-hmm. And is this really the psychiatrist you want to go see?
Real psychiatrist comes in. Nah, sorry, guys, that's just the janitor.
If that's not a joke, I'll be disappointed.
Or be like, oh, that's actually my next patient. Don't worry about him. Oh. Oh, he's not a ghost then.
No.
Well, maybe.
Now I'm disappointed he's not a ghost. I was going to say, ghosts know how to use phones.
Maybe he is a ghost that knows how to use a phone.
Listen, I'm a ghost and I'm calling Ghostbusters right now. What are the cops doing? They're just standing there.
Why is that guy? He's always doing the splits. Why?
You want me to get rid of the cops for you? Time to get my gun out. Jesus. I didn't mean to get rid of him that. Well, that was the quickest. Yeah. Oh, we didn't see him in the door. Something's happened.
She murdered him.
Yes. Yes, Valium, we're going to party tonight.
He actually said 100% fine, and then he wrote you a prescription for Valium until you're 8 months pregnant with twins?
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's why she's so big. She's got twins.
Okay, that explains a bit. I'm just done. That's all. Yeah.
So it's not... So this movie is misleading. This isn't about a hell baby. It's a hell babies.
Unless only one of them is evil.
Oh, that is a good point.
She's gonna give birth. One's gonna have like angel wings, the other one's gonna have like a devil tail.
I was thinking the exact same thing. It's like a heaven baby and a hell baby.
Oh my god.
What an ugly crying face.
I'm not acting like
this. Oh!
Oh!
Yeah, oh. That escalated quickly.
Yeah. That's what happens when you wear those kind of shorts, mate.
Exactly.
So she's suddenly a murderer?
It's all
as one does when you're pregnant.
Exactly.
Anyone just for a sausage? Ad.
Oh, ad.
Ad.
Oh, an ad 30 minutes into the movie for once.
27:49.
Yeah, boy.
1 second apart. That's pretty good for us.
Our ad is racing your ad.
We're still on the ad.
Same here.
Something about babies, and I think it's the last ad.
Ours is for Crest. And it's back.
And ours is not back. All right, now we're back. 27:51.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, we had a down there cream ad for some reason, and they had babies there. That was creepy. I don't like it. Anyway.
A down there cream?
Oh. These are badass priests because they're like smoking and they got glasses on.
Oh!
What is it?
Any headbutt them.
Okay then. Yeah,
what I got the thought like this! Boppity boppity!
Yeah, I was gonna say.
They need to do a new Cannonball Run movie with these guys in it.
Yes.
Yes.
This is what happens when you write the pacifier for Vin Diesel. You just get like all like this.
Oh my god.
They flash at the
movie. Take... Boppity boopity.
Boppity boopity.
Oh. Oh look, he's got a soul patch too.
We all know what those are.
Indeed.
They're ball ticklers.
Meanwhile, back at Creepy House Central.
Not touching that joke. Him in this lamp.
I see what you did there. Oh, hi, doggy.
What doggy?
I heard him growling.
Oh. I wasn't listening.
Oh, hi, doggy. Aww. That's just archival footage from before.
I was just about to say, that's the same shot as before.
knock at the door, and then they guest star is all, hi, I'm
Johnny. What is he doing there again? Why is
he's not wearing a shirt.
And why is he wearing a towel? You'll have to speak up.
Gotta speak up, I'll break a towel.
There you are, bitch.
It's bullshit, that damn sexy bald man. I would have put both, like, Rob Corddry and Paul Scheer and Keegan Michael Key in the Shino Ball, just to see how shiny their heads would be.
We'll have to put your head in there too, Bede, just to be fair.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, they've got each other's last names on the badges.
Yeah, I just looked that up on trivia. It's like their cop characters have each other's separate names.
Oh, so. I was just looking because it says, I could see that says Shia. And then the other
and
one.
Hubel,
yeah.
Yeah, and Rob Hubel on the other.
That's hilarious.
Classic.
Just wait.
What are they? What are they picking on?
Are they? You're not a true bald man. Your sides aren't really as balding.
Because the old lady's missing that he murdered.
Oh.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm confused. We're gonna come back here for milk money later.
I am so confused, but.
Oh yeah.
What else is new?
I will not be
surprised.
I'm not alone.
I will not be surprised if those two cops are like in a satanic cult or something like that.
Oh god. This movie.
Oh, we found her body.
Oh, they found her.
Ew. They put a lot of pubes on there.
Oh yeah.
Ah, she's alive. At least put a shirt on her.
What the hell?
Are we sure that's not Spike Jones in that outfit?
I would not be surprised if it was. That costume, that makeup is grotesque. And I am scared.
I'm very scared. I don't like it.
I'm
going to
give you a hug.
I don't want to see it anymore. I don't like it. I don't want to look at it. It's gross.
You leave that gross, pervy, old, ugly grandma alone.
No. Ew, why is he hugging it?
Is it forcing him to?
I know it looks like an obvious rubber suit, but it's so gross.
Quick call sexual harassment panda.
She's got a finger in my ass. I think taste her.
Ew.
That is so gross. I don't like this movie.
It's scaring Marty. Zap, zap, zap.
This is a scary movie.
That's a great line. Come on, Ron. I got feelings.
Don't mind us. We're going back to look after our future devil baby, so see you later. Fuck it, right?
Okay, this movie's weird.
Obviously, the power still hasn't come on in their house yet.
Yeah.
Where could they have any power?
Yeah, I don't even see a chandelier or any lights or anything.
No. They have no power yet. They have no power yet. That lamp keeps zapping him every time he tries to trip fix it.
It's running on battery power, that lamp.
Yeah.
Also, Rob Corddry, you should be encouraging your wife to drink wine while she's pregnant.
We're twins.
Exactly. Those babies are going to be alcoholics. They're going to be in rehab when they're 1 year old. I'm really tired, but I can't
tell if you're joking or not. Oh my god.
The babies will come out and their names will be Christian and Slater.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I apologize to Christian Slater for that joke.
Shut up, Bane. You're mean.
We'll do a Christian Slater movie at some point for the show.
We'll have to.
I think it's a requirement.
Yes.
So, Marcy, what does Martha think of this movie so far?
I think Martha died while trying to watch this movie.
Oh, no. Can a robot die?
I don't know. I think she's purposely on...
malfunction.
What do you call it? Like, off mode. She's scared.
Oh! She's gonna drink some paint thinner now.
As one does.
I don't think that's the wine boxer that she wanted. Man, these photos are going to be great for photo for my photography class.
Hey, you want to try that joke again, Beat?
Yes, I fucked up that joke. I apologize. Hello there.
We're the priests. It's okay.
Boppity boopity.
Peace with you. Peace be with you.
CSI, priest edition.
Peace be with you, Marcy. Peace be with you, Bid.
Peace be with you.
Why is there a nude photo and painting in the background?
That's going to be disturbing if the painting's of the guy's crotch.
I was expecting it to be a painting of the guy's crotch.
That's a weird thing.
That's upside down. It's like a woman upside down.
Hmm. Why are they smoking at a crime scene? And why are there only two shitty cops?
Because they're cool-ass priests.
They're the only two cops in town.
Remind me, if I'm ever murdered, I don't want these guys on the case.
Although we'll get the priest on the case.
Well, maybe the priest, but that's it.
They're either the worst cops, or they're the best worst cops.
Mm.
Exactly.
Well, at least one half is Bede as a cop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. So the other one must be me then.
Boppity boopity.
Boppity boopity.
Now where's my pizza and spaghetti and meatballs and my Jared Leto impression?
The worst sign I've ever seen.
That looked like just like a cardboard sign they just put up on a random building.
Yeah. Oh my god.
These burritos do not look appetizing at all.
I just love that it's an extended shot of them just eating for no reason in the middle of the movie.
Well, I wonder if this is meant to be like a piss take of the shawarma scene from Avengers, because that came out the year before this movie, so... Because they're like, legit, that's what they're doing in this scene right now, is eating and drinking.
And farting. And it's not fried chicken.
I'm very upset.
They probably serve fried chicken in this restaurant.
They do. Yes, we have to. I'm assuming.
If we see a menu that says fried chicken, that still counts.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed that it's not just fried chicken. Especially that those packets of chips or whatever look like KFC. With the red stripes.
Indeed. They should sue for copyright. I got the fight.
What the fuck?
This looks like a flashback? So when he was a bullfighter?
Looks like it.
Why?
We're learning his backstory, how he became a priest. He fought a bull, almost... died, he got saved, and then it's like, you know what, I'm going to dedicate my life to being a priest.
Why?
This one does.
Exactly. Nope. It's freaking me out. He looks like Scott Adkins in Expendables 2. Like, just the same facial hair.
He's freaking me out because he looks like John Bernthal.
Yes.
What the fuck is with this backstory?
He was a human statue before.
Are we going to get the cops' backstory?
They should.
One of them should have worked at a KFC.
Exactly. Got to do this.
Ew. Fuck off.
That's how you're
dream
supposed to
do it, right? Yeah, keep
I got 19 I had 19 bullets taken out of me. Suck on that, 50 Cent.
Jesus Christ. What is this?
The Italian healthcare system is pretty sexy. We don't have that in Canada. Nope.
We don't have that in Australia. Jesus. I'd get shot more often.
I'm moving to Italy after this podcast. Just for the healthcare.
Apparently.
The Catholic Church just got sexier. The Catholic Church, we've made changes.
In a good way for once.
If you get that Simpsons reference.
Yeah, their backstory now.
No, we don't need to hear your backstory. Your backstory is not going to be as good as ours. Get it. Passing on a scale of 1 to 10, how are their Italian accents?
About a minus 10.
And now they're at a strip club.
Why wouldn't they be?
Now I want to party with these priests now.
How the fuck is she doing that with her tits? What the hell?
Can everybody do that?
No!
You always got me again, Marcy.
I think Bede can do that with his tits, but... I've killed Bede!
Oh, God.
Bede's broken!
It's Wee magazine.
But it's got his wife on it, and it's from 1974.
What does it mean?
Horny devils.
Horny devils.
Yeah. Why has he got a roller skate on?
That was the first thing you looked at.
Yes. Oh god.
Ad.
Oh shit.
Oh, ad.
Ad.
Pause.
We're 43:24.
18. Okay, I'm 43:18, so.
Alright. Well, when you get to 43:24, I'll unpause. Just give me the go ahead.
I'm back, but 43:21, 22, 23, 24.
Done.
Tubi's fucking with this episode.
Mmm.
Some episodes, no ads.
Yeah, or one indeed of us gets ads, or we all get ads whenever. Ew.
Why would anyone want to eat the ew? No!
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Meat juice is gross.
I mean, and look, a medium rare steak, okay, but not that. How are those lights working? How's the fridge working?
It's protein for the baby.
I don't understand these electricity issues. I really don't.
I like how in their fridge they only got a bottle of wine, some grapes, and a bit of meat, and that's it.
It's a paint thinner.
And paint thinner.
Uh-oh.
She's got possessed hair. Because her hair's all over the place now.
My hair is almost possessed her.
Her hair. I got possessed me. Her hair still looks better than my hair.
Gross, so, that you just ate that steak.
Ew, you can taste it! I mean, surely he's gonna call someone! Isn't this all a bit weird, dude? With your weird old ancient phone?
I better call John Houston. John Houston, I need a visitor right now.
Oh my god. I had
a feeling that's who he was calling.
Uh-oh. The lights went out. The
lights went out.
Ooh, how are we going to tie this back to our last one? But the question is, though, since Batchy went on the last episode we did, which was...
Thank you, Craven.
Electra Woman and Dinah Girl, do we tie it back to that film, or do we tie it back when all three of us were on, which was Intruder?
I like to think the episodes I'm not on are not canon.
They're not canon. All right, we'll aim it back to Intruder. How do we tie this back to Intruder?
Oh, it's his baby.
Ah, yes. Or the meat was bought from the supermarket that where Intruder was taking place at.
That works.
Or Rob Cordura-bra-bra. Is just the older version of the creepy stalker boyfriend guy.
Yes.
Or he worked the day shift at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Oh, good point. I like that idea.
That's why he can only afford this shitty house.
Indeed.
Obviously.
Hey, stock boy, you know, salaries are pretty good these days.
Not in Canada.
Yeah, but remember, it's America.
That is true. He probably gets paid like $5 an hour.
I'd be thinking he gets paid maybe $2 an hour.
Yeah.
Where does this guy live again?
I don't know.
I honestly think he lives in the house. Like, he lives inside the house. Lives in the walls.
Maybe he lives in the basement or something. Do we even know who he is? No.
No.
He's like... He's like the Denny of this movie. I just like to watch you guys.
I will say this. This is definitely a Tubi Tuesdays movie. You picked well.
Good pick, Kirsten.
Thank you.
Oh, jeez. Fade, can we get you that whatever top he's wearing? With the alligators on it?
Top?
Yeah, it's got like alligators on it and shit.
I need that top.
It's groovy.
No, what may I ask, what gave you that very specific and detailed impression? Oh, well, you know.
Jack, excuse me, I need you to get out of the way. I need to go play a zombie now.
I see lots of detailed things.
Just to make reference to warm bodies. Relationship,
right? Damn straight. Of
course. This is the prequel. How we find out how his character became a zombie. Like when one of us sees the other friend murdered. I like how everyone's got lamps and no one has flashlights in this movie. You know what I mean? Even if it's just a half murder, like with you and Mrs.
Nussbaum. What'd you say? I have no idea.
Marcy, I'm happy to announce we're halfway through this movie.
Hey!
Hey-o.
Woohoo!
And no baby yet. What the fuck's up with that?
I know, like, hello.
Baby.
Exactly. We're almost...
Baby.
Right.
Yeah, we're almost 50 minutes into this movie and still no hell baby. I'm disappointed.
I know, what is up with this fucking movie?
False advertising.
However, maybe the twist is Rob Corddry is the hell baby because he's...
Oh! He's a man baby.
Yes.
Maybe he was the man baby all along.
Maybe they're both the man babies. Look, they're bald.
This movie is incredibly deep.
Exactly.
We haven't seen their secret stash of diapers yet.
Exactly. They're wearing adult diapers.
And they've got, you know, the other character is going to be breastfeeding them soon.
Ew.
I don't know, maybe she got formula.
Exactly. It's gonna be, and the formula's gonna be paint thinner.
Well, judging by how she
yeah. Respect thinner.
Now, excuse me, for the next 10 minutes, I'm just going to do improv.
Get a monologue.
He's definitely my favorite in this movie because he just shows up randomly.
Exactly. Oh, there's that fake and they're eating again!
Oh, but now it's them! There better be fried chicken in that!
Yeah, I mean, this is New Orleans. Shouldn't there be fried chicken everywhere?
I just want fried chicken.
I want a sandwich now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that chicken in the sandwich?
I couldn't tell.
Let's say fried chicken in the sandwich, so this movie counts.
Okay, yes. We'll count that. It looked like fried chicken, so I'm counting.
Hey,
it.
Those boxes are back.
Look up what's in a pool boy.
I'm doing that right now.
that damn scary box.
To the internet machine, look up what's in a pool boy.
Yeah, we need to know.
Oh, sweet, my boxes of Gwyneth Paltrow heads have arrived.
What the fuck? There's more.
What's in your box?
Ah!
Whoa!
My worst nightmare, being surrounded by boxes.
My boy's a box.
So, the classic pool boy, oh gross, it's actually shrimp.
Oh. Actually, that makes sense because, okay, yeah, all
right. It is from New Orleans. It is
Yeah. Or as we call them, prawns.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the bathroom,
you guys be fancy.
Yes, we are.
I like how the bathroom door is just a curtain.
Okay, who's in the shower? It could be one of three people.
I think it's John Leguizamo from The Pest.
Yes. Oh, jeez. Why did you have to remind me of that movie?
Surprised we haven't done that one for 2B Tuesday yet.
I haven't seen if it's on Tubi.
If it's on Tubi, we'll have to watch it. I'm going to look right now just to make sure.
Oh, no, no. The old lady's going to be in there.
Well, it's Keegan Michael Key. That's a butt.
Dang it. No, that's not the first time we've seen Rod Corddry naked in a movie. Hello, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Ah,
who is that?
Whoa!
Oh!
Booby fair.
Booby fair.
What's that actress's name?
Ricky Lee? I know she is on...
Yeah.
Isn't she one half of Garfunkel and Oates?
I think so, yeah. Ricky Lidho, that's her name. But she's very naked right now. I'm very uncomfortable.
She's putting oil on herself.
I was going to say, she's very shiny. I'm thinking, she's got more oil than water on her.
And why is he not getting dressed? And she's talking about feminism?
Yes. Unfortunately, The Pest is not on Canadian TV.
Damn it.
Thank goodness.
Was that shower even running?
That shower doesn't run water, it runs oil. Body oil.
Apparently.
They must be very comfortable with each other if they're as brother and sister-in-law, if they're putting oil over.
Apparently. Why the hell did they just say octopus placenta?
I don't know, but I'm freaking out.
Funny word.
This is the most disturbing scene in the movie so far.
How awkward. If they were strangers, this would be less awkward.
Yes.
But it's his wife's sister. And he
Maybe
didn't put his
whole...
clothes on!
Maybe that's the joke.
Her fake tan really should have been on her face, because her face is way too white for the rest of her body, and it's distracting. Mm. I don't know if it's a fake tan or real tan, but yeah, it's just, her face is so white compared to the rest of her. It's weird.
I wonder if this is like one of those cases where it's
Why is she oiling him?
I guess that's the joke of this scene, is like they're like, yeah, they're brother and sister-in-law, but they're so comfortable with each other that they can easily just be naked around each other.
And rub and oil on each other? Awkward.
Well, she's more comfortable than he is. There you go.
Oh, well, finally, after 10 minutes, he realized it was inappropriate.
She's actually a nudist. That explains everything.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh!
What the?
Doom.
Why is everyone in the bathroom? What is going on?
Ad.
Oh, ad. Oh, we got an ad too.
Yeah, we're 55:30.
After that scene, Tubi's like, okay, we're giving you a break.
We're giving you a break. We're going to give you a break after that whole
That was weird.
Situation.
Just in case you need to rub one out, we're going to give you guys a break.
Yeah,
Bane's grab some oil.
Yeah.
All
right. The ad
I'll
is
right,
almost
I'll be right
over.
Back.
All right,
I'll
our
be right back.
Ad
I'm back.
Is... Okay, we're back. 55:31.
Okay, I'm 55:36.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, pretty much there.
Okay.
Okay, so what the fuck are we doing with candles and shit?
What candles? What music?
Yeah, really. What are they doing? Wait,
no? He's just selling the cable.
He's just the cable guy.
Oh, that's Kumail Nanjiani.
Yes. What are they doing?
I think it sounds.
I guess it. Yeah.
Oh!
Where was that in the last scene?
Yes.
And he's still in this house, even after she's done all that to him.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an evil house. Yeah. With the boxes just keep appearing out of nowhere.
Kamal's just standing there waiting, like, I want to get jacked up right now for Eternals.
She just wants to get high.
Smoke, smoke, smoke!
Smoke, smoke, smoke!
She just wants to get high. Smoke,
and a smoke.
Smoke.
That's the cross-pollination smoke. That would have been for the patrons if this was a Patreon episode.
Yes. Would have been a visual gag.
Yes.
Yes.
But sometimes I need a break. Sorry.
I like how Kumail Nanjiani is just standing there like, okay, I'm waiting for my next line. Why am I in this movie? Can somebody give me something to do other than smoke, smoke, smoke?
Oh, shit.
It's a bit of a fire hazard with all these candles around.
I'm pretty sure that's going to come into play.
Yeah, that's definitely some of Craven stuff.
Looks like he's bong.
I know that guy. He owes me like $50. Bash out, dude, get out of the... Bash out, dude, get out of that room!
He didn't lock the door, dumbass.
Oh!
This is the getting high scene.
Craven wants his bomb back.
This has gone from being...
It's my lucky bomb!
This has gone from being hell baby to high baby.
Oh, fuck off.
That's the sequel. It's a crossover. It's a crossover movie with the Killer Bond movie.
Yes. This summer, next summer, the baby's gonna smoke.
The fuck? Wait, it's the middle of the day?
They've only been smoking for like 5 minutes.
Do they even know where they are?
Quick, let's go back inside while it's still an earthquake.
The priests haven't even made it to this house yet.
Yeah, they're taking their sweet time. This is going to get resolved.
This movie is fucking fantastic.
This is so silly. Well,
that's going to be a great funny gag if like everything gets resolved before the priests actually get there.
Yeah. You know what? And then they'll be like, well, my work here is done.
You didn't do anything.
Didn't I? There was an earthquake.
Her belly is now bigger than
I was about to say.
It is about the size of a mansion.
She's literally going to give birth to a man, not a baby. Man or woman, yeah. I should say.
Kamel's like, can you say this? I need to get the fuck out of this movie, guys.
At this point, I think she's giving birth to a fucking gorilla. A full-size gorilla.
Can you sign my release form so I can leave this movie now?
Yeah.
That's actually the forms he has to sign for being in Eternals, like all the FDAs and everything. You can't talk about anything from that movie. Oh, he's now sad. He has to go.
He wanted to stay and see what happened.
He's a little too high to drive.
Yeah, true.
It was the best day of his life. Oh no, he's gonna hit that bit! Get out of the way!
No!
Nothing about it!
Oh, no. Not the bit!
No! That bit had only one day left to retire it.
Oh no!
I respect how they're committing to the bit.
We're just gonna keep the camera rolling.
Oh jeez.
We're not gonna stop. See, this is how comedy works. Back up. I bet anybody they would have left the camera going and he would have hit that other bin that was a bit further up.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. I give them credit for going with these weird jokes.
I like how they pinned her housecoat clothes this time. When she was outside, it was like wide open with this tiny little short dress on, and then they closed it up with a pin at the bottom. On her bump. You can see it.
It's a bit obvious.
Just a tad.
I like how Keegan-Michael Key is doing his best job. Judge Reinhold and Zandali impression. I'll say. We're going to sit here and have some food now, eh?
Oh, are they eating fried chicken?
I don't know. Are they eating fried chicken?
No, they're having salad. How boring.
No. Yeah. Woman, you are with the child of the children of Satan. Where is the damn chicken? This is bullshit.
Where's the damn babies coming out? I mean, when are the damn babies coming out? Oh, jeez.
Hell salad.
Hell salad. Don't give Tubi any ideas, Bede.
Also, since this is like she's carrying the devil's children and they're having lunch, you could say this is the Hell's Kitchen.
I'm leaving. See you later.
No.
Bad beat. I got more hell puns in me. They're... And by the end of this episode, there'll be hell to pay.
I'm done. See you later. That was terrible. Give me 2 seconds.
I'm just, I, I'm just ignoring it, Marcy.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore it for about 2 seconds because I've got to let the dog out the room. But I won't go anywhere just in case we get ads.
Hellhound. What kimono? There has not been a single kimono in this movie.
Oh, I think the priests are here.
Ah, finally. No, it's the cops.
It's different cops.
Nope. They're the same
cops.
They're just in their wet weather attire.
Yes. I like how their hats have got like little things over them.
Yeah, that's what they wear when it's raining.
Yes.
Did he just call her his fat wife? Jesus!
Well, that's going to be the funny... That would be a funny gag. It's by the end of it, she wasn't actually had the spawns of Satan. It's actually just her being fat.
Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
No, she just had Dr. Giggles hiding in there the whole time.
Ew.
Oh.
I don't know why you said. I don't know why you said that, Marcy.
Why is it taking forever to the priest to get to him?
Ew.
Yeah. Ew.
I apologize.
Uh-oh.
Kirsten doesn't do well here.
No. I'm struggling. I'm looking away.
Ew.
I'm looking away.
Ew.
Is it finished?
No, it's still going.
Tell me when it's finished.
And it's not even the cool, like the Exorcist type of thing when their head spins around and they spew up like 10 gallons of puke.
So, Pete, how about some trivia?
Let's see.
While we don't talk about the puking on screen.
Yes, I'm trying to find trivia right now while all this shit is happening.
I'm just looking away right now.
Trivia, it makes me nauseous.
Actually, the shower scene, was actually Ricky Lindholm's idea to go full frontal nude in the shower scene when she is introduced. So she's good friends with Robert Ben-Gurion and Thomas Lennon, as well as the main cast. So it was her idea to go full nude for that scene.
Okay.
So she's obviously comfortable.
And both Grant and Lennon had complete creative freedom and wanted the movie to be quote-unquote pointless. The film had a very small budget and the cast mainly did their roles with little to no pay.
Okay.
Mission accomplished.
Because I'm not seeing the point at the moment. There's no priests at the house where there's a potential hell baby or babies.
Indeed. Like, how long I think we're probably at least in the last, like, 20 minutes of this movie, too.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much the third act.
And the priests are just, like, taking their sweet time to get there.
They're like, fuck this. Ew, she licked it.
What we don't realize is that the babies aren't actually the spawn of Satan. They're actually Tony Stark's.
Oh, okay.
Dead.
Because she was in the first Iron Man movie.
I know.
She was the reporter.
I know.
And she's also in a relationship with Sam Rockwell. So there you go. That was the joke I made earlier about Sam Rockwell. Yeah, they've been like together for like over 10 years.
Oh, I had no idea.
Hmm.
So, what are the... Oh, there they are.
Oh, there they are!
There they are.
They were outside at the cop car this entire time. I got the dog like this.
That's more Russian like me. You need to go more bibbidi-bobbidi, like down here.
You know what they should have done? They should have done, like, good old-fashioned, like, 80s Italian horror is, like, have them dubbed over with, like, American accents.
That would have been tremendous. That would have been
That would have worked.
That's what I would have done. See, these are little gags they could have done in hindsight. Oh, hi, doggy.
Ha 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 ha! That is fucking funny.
Yeah, so if we disappear, it's because it's like stormed really bad outside. So.
Yeah.
We'll have to finish up without you just in case.
Blame the hell, baby.
Blame the hell, baby.
Yeah, it's the hell baby
play,
that
just...
did it.
Exactly. Or it's all Craven's fault. Craven teamed up with the hell baby.
Well, I did kidnap a guy with a weather machine, but that's completely unrelated to this podcast. Reptiles every Tuesday, a property.
Shut up, Craven.
What? I want their glasses.
Right? That's cool.
We're the most coolest priests you'll ever meet.
With the beer bada boppity boopity.
I want to see people, I want to see guys cosplaying as these two priests at conventions.
Yes.
I'll shave my beard to look like this guy's here or the other guys, and then I'll dress up as them with glasses and a cigarette. Yes.
And I'll get rid of this and just to do the whole soul patch.
Yes.
This is like no.
Yes. No.
And I'll get like the sideburns too.
Oh god.
Oh, something smashed into their car.
Is it a baby? Oh.
Oh my gosh, it's a bird.
There's something sinister in the crow. Today
was this bird's day for retirement.
Oh, it's got the sign of the devil or something.
It's a hell crow.
It's a hell crow. So, are they going to exorcise the house or the lady?
Like, I don't like this film. Like, it's shot in New Orleans, which, again, like a lot of Millennium films were shot in New Orleans, but it kind of makes sense for a film like this because, like, Italian horror films in the 80s and that, they were shot in Louisiana and New Orleans, so... Mm.
What the fuck?
That was my favorite car! What's that dude again? Oh no.
No, Jesus.
I don't want to confess!
Oh my god, okay.
All of a sudden, Nicolas Cage rock up. Excuse me, Paris, I just need to find out. Can I borrow your confessional so I can bang a girl in there?
He's the third priest.
Yes.
Now, excuse me, I'm going to light the cigarette on fire.
I think officially we can say the priests have joined the Hall of Fame with next
yes. Job.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god.
Any montage.
What we're going to need a montage. Montage.
More food.
Oh.
More food.
I said that looks like a little bit of chicken. Is it chicken? I'm going to say yes.
Oh, we're just assuming it's chicken.
That was chicken. That sandwich had chicken. I saw the fried chicken, so it counts.
There we go. It counts.
It's
we need fried chicken shirts.
Oh, and nipple tassels.
Oh, well, fair.
This is where they do all their good thinking at the strip club. For some reason.
Don't worry, all these strippers are going to be absolved of their sins later, so it's all good.
I don't understand how people can eat and watch strippers at the same time.
No!
And that's what they're doing, and I just don't get it.
Well, to be fair...
Oh no.
To be fair...
No.
Strip clubs do good to have breakfast buffets that are really good. In my experience. Not that I'm an expert.
Jesus.
God love me.
First of all, I'm still waiting for my Linda Blair cameo. Where is she?
They couldn't afford her on the small budget.
Exactly. They couldn't afford to give her $100.
Is she wearing a dream catcher for a necklace?
I think so.
Ah!
No, honey, I don't want to have pregnancy sex.
Oh my god.
You want to say that out loud for a podcast?
Sorry. I am afraid of the dark. I'm very afraid of the dark. And one of the things that I'm afraid of is things grabbing you from under the bed.
Oh, yes.
Well, I saw that and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. I think we can all relate to that one.
Yeah.
Well, there is nothing under our bed but shelves, so you don't have to
worry. Yeah, we got drawers now under our beds.
Yeah, make sure you cannot have anything under the bed. Just make sure it's filled.
See, this is why I have a bed that has, like, drawers underneath it, so nothing can hide in there.
Yeah.
And fill the drawers.
Exactly. Yes. I'm going to finish off the cigarettes. Smoke, smoke, smoke!
It's literally me trying to have a smoke in the rain.
You made me snort, Mark.
I think I've outdone myself with how many times I've snorted for this episode.
See, all the problems in this film could have been solved if they just called up the Expendables.
Yes.
Yeah. Expendables, we have a hell baby on our hands. Could you come in and kill it?
We'll be right over. Jason Statham. There's an ad.
Do you have an ad?
Ad. Jason Statham has an ad.
Okay, we're at 1 hour, 15 minutes, and 14 seconds.
I'm at 04.
Okay. When you get to 15:14, we'll go.
Yep.
I can't say anything else in that voice, so...
I'm Jason Statham.
Yeah. Right.
15:14?
Yep.
15:05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 14, 14.
There
we go. There we go.
And then Bruce Willis is like, "Hi, I'm Bruce Willis." Oh yeah, I'm Bruce Willis.
What the fuck is happening?
Where's my $1 million paycheck?
They're doing an exorcism during a birth.
I think this so. Is interesting.
I think that's what's going on.
They gotta wrap this movie up. It's time for the exorcism.
Yeah.
Do both at the same time. They don't have enough time for each individually.
Yeah. What the hell?
What?
Okay, it's a baby.
Baby number one.
I thought I saw a baby. I thought I saw a tentacle. I was a bit scared.
It doesn't have horns. It's all good.
But what about the eyes?
That is a good point.
I have seen.
What have you done to its eyes?
I've seen Rosemary's Baby. What have you done to its eyes?
See, if the other baby is evil, it should have eaten the other baby in the womb.
Maybe one's Hugo, Bart's evil twin brother.
What are they going to realize when... Sorry.
The evil baby comes out the butt.
But what we don't
realize is... Oh, it's got horns! It's got horns! I think. Ah!
Oh, good.
He delivered. That's a hell, baby.
There he is.
Oh, it's actually... Oh, that's
biting
him. Oh my god.
That's not a hell baby, that's just Steven Seagal.
Hell. Oh jeez.
Yeah, where's my pizzas? Steven Seagal and I'm hungry.
What was the movie with the evil baby thing? It's an older movie. I can't think of what it's called. The weird
It's Alive.
Yes!
It's close! It's Alive, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of. It's Alive.
Oh, God.
Oh! Now it's turning
into Alien. Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Didn't we have this same plot line in our Masters of Horror episode?
Yes. I just noticed their crucifix actually...
I'm not on that job.
I just noticed, like, the crucifix had little knives on it.
Yeah, I saw that as well just then. Yeah, it's got, like a stake thing.
Yeah. Is there anyone gonna untie me from this bed?
So only one baby was a hell baby. We said that was gonna happen.
Yeah.
But the twist is going to be the one that doesn't look like hellish spawn is actually
going to be the hell baby.
Yes.
Yeah. We see what you're doing, movie.
Mm. We're clever, see? I think the priests are my new favorite characters ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Then all of a sudden, the priest from Brain Dead comes on. I kick ass for the Lord.
Yeah, I almost want to watch this movie again because I know we're talking over all the dialogue.
Yes, I want to watch it and hear it now.
The same thing.
That's what we're all going to do after this podcast.
I mean, so far, I've actually kind of enjoyed this movie. Oh, does he have the hell baby? Oh, look at it.
Oh!
Ah!
Nope, nope. He's got my face!
Ah! He's punching
it! Oh, butts of paper!
Jesus!
It's biting my dick!
Oh my gosh, he just dropped the other baby!
It's also the baby!
Oh my god.
Potato or something!
This is the most terrifying pass-to-parcel game I've ever seen.
Yep.
If there's an all-time moments episode of 2B Tuesday, yep. I think this has to go on the list.
Yes. Quick, throw it out the window!
Shoot the baby!
The fried chicken scene from Night Killer.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh no!
Oh, he shot everybody! Oh no! I shot my partner!
Well, that's why you don't just shoot things when there's a room full of people.
It's okay, I didn't like the guy. I want to get back inside, oh, Jesus! Mommy. Fuck you, baby.
It was then she decided she was going to bottle feed that one.
Yes.
To steal a Simpsons joke.
No, no! She likes the baby now. Oh, oh no, she's...
See, she's
not going to keep the... I like how the baby is obviously like one of those toy babies you get at the toy shop, yeah. And just with little horns on it.
It's the baby again.
They're just budging it! Oh my god! Oh god. Oh
god.
As soon, the first time I saw you naked, I knew I was gonna marry you, girl.
Then you covered me in oil, and I really knew.
Uh oh.
Oh no.
Oh.
Oh
no.
Uh oh. No! You killed your auntie! You're never gonna get presents now!
Oh no, Christmas and birthday's gonna suck.
Yeah, I know. Less presents. See, you need to think about this, Hell Baby.
No, I know. Hell Baby's a bit of stupid.
Let's put it in a bag and throw it in
the Jesus knife.
The knife crucifix.
Oh, he hit his own head by mistake.
Ah!
Oh,
he stabbed his foot!
These guys are the best.
Ah!
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. Not the priest.
He was my favorite priest.
Not Bede's favorite cop.
All the poor men are dying in this movie. I'm not liking this movie anymore. No,
it's turned its back on you, Bede.
He can make a kill score. So is Rob Kadri.
Yes.
He's still there. He's got to put him out of his misery.
Dude, you only got like a neck wound. We're going to survive.
He told him to.
I like how the other priest has got all the blood all over him and he's barely any out of his head. Oh, now the blood's gone! The blood's gone!
It was. Now it's punching the hell baby.
Stop punching yourself, Paul Scheer. Oh.
The hell? He
Where
shot.
Did that happen?
How? What?
Did the he baby shoot himself?
The I baby don't shot. Know.
Him. See ya.
There, take it. See ya, lady. I'm out of here. So he's got the right idea. Fuck this, I'm out of here.
It's the lamp.
Oh, the lamp's going to come back into play. There we go.
Yes. It was building up to this scene for the whole time.
Oh my god.
He's going to Harley Quinn the fucking building.
Yep. Oh my god.
Shocking.
I'm just like, what?
I'm pretty sure fire's not going to kill the hell, baby.
The baby just explode?
It just exploded. What happened to the other one? Oh,
he took off.
Yeah, that's right.
My baby now. I'll see you later.
So much has happened, I don't remember. I need a flashback to what happened 5 minutes ago.
Exactly.
I didn't expect the movie to be this bloody.
No.
It is truly a 2B Tuesday movie.
I like this, that it's so over the top that it's stupid. Yes. It works.
Nope. Time to take these bodies off to the car. Thank you, Father.
Where did all the blood come from? They didn't have that much blood on them before, except him.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Bede, there's an opening to be his best friend priest.
There you go.
Yes. I'm signing up. I'm going to go off and be a priest after this podcast. So I can team up with this guy and smoke and like wear glasses and take down hell babies.
You need to get the really terrible like hair plugs first.
Oh, no, she's still here. And she's still not wearing clothes.
Oh, dear. You missed your favorite person, Mercy. On a bicycle, of all things.
I was trying not to look at it.
I'm trying to look away from the Grey Merkin.
It's disturbing. So come on, where's the ultimate twist that this baby's really evil?
Oh, you said everything's wrapped up. Something bad's gonna happen.
I want Hell Baby 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be called Hell Baby 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yay.
Now Nicholas Kincaid can come in as the brother of the priest who died in the first movie.
Uh-oh, it's that doggo.
Aww. Ew.
It's got a taste for human blood now. So,
what do we do now? Move?
Yeah, move. Let's move in the house next door. Let's move down to Amityville. Nothing bad will happen there.
Oh. Great house, big ceilings,
big giant window that look like eyes. Nothing bad will happen there.
A lot of wood you can chop in the backyard.
Exactly. And then the twist is the Warrens like show up on scene at the last second.
No, go to the...
We're here to save you from the... Oh, wait, wrong movie.
Excuse me, jeez. They should go to the Sinister House.
Oh, jeez. You know, let's go to our holiday cabin in the woods. Like, you know, there's nothing bad will happen there.
Let's put some security cameras up in our house, see what's going on.
Exactly.
They should go live at the local supermarket, grocery store.
Exactly.
I heard there's a hiring. I mean, they need some staff, so. Mm.
See, all their problems would have been sorted if they just called John Huston to take the evil devil baby away. Nope. Didn't even think about it.
Nope.
You know who they need to call now to babysit the baby?
Who's that?
Aunt Melody!
Melody! Hi, Aunt Melody! Want to babysit our non-devil baby?
You know who that devil baby would have got along with? That evil girl from The Visitor.
Yes.
That's how we can link this movie to The Visitor, too. That was one of the...
Exactly.
That's where she really came from.
Exactly. And I'm making the assumption that the priests also work for John Huston.
as well.
Yes.
Something's about to happen.
Yeah, thunder and rain.
Is it going to get hit by a car like the scary movie films?
Yeah, I'm waiting. They'll miss it. Dog pup?
Pup?
That coroner's van is going to drive over him. Oh no, there we go.
Nope.
Guy again.
Oh,
it's that guy again.
It was going to be that guy again.
And that's our film.
And coming up next on 2B Tuesdays is Wrong Place, Wrong Time.
Or Jurassic City.
Good Luck Chuck.
Or the Hills Have Eyes Part 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
And yeah, I'll stop that there. That was our film, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Thanks, Kirsten. Thank you, that was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. I enjoyed it as well.
I'm gonna have to watch it again.
Exactly. So we could know what all the dialogue is, since we didn't have subtitles on this
version. It made sense for the most part for what it was.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. It's one of those movies, there's definitely a lot of dialogue gags, but there's a lot of visual gags as well.
Makes up for it.
It relies on that a lot as well. So, no, I thought that was quite silly. It's definitely a 2B Tuesdays movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's on brand.
But I hope all of our listeners enjoyed this episode of 2B Tuesdays. And if you don't, then, whatever.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
If you're still here, if you're still listening, we appreciate you.
Exactly. But, to wrap things up for this episode of 2B Tuesdays, Marcy, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Alrighty, well, of course, we can be found at supermarcy.com, or you can look up the Super Network on all your social media platforms, because we're there, facebook.com/supernetwork. Pretty much you'll find all our socials, and we post all sorts of stuff, let you know when we have new episodes on. And you can find us on YouTube under the Super Network as well, and you can see previews of podcasts or random weird videos that we do. And you can follow me personally on Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy, or you can find me on Letterboxd, where I have a list of all the films we've covered for 2B Tuesdays. And I think my Letterboxd is super_marcy. Beat.
Awesome. If people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/bjamine, or my personal writers page on Facebook at facebook.com/terribleaussie, or my Letterboxd profile at letterboxd.com/bjamine. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with my reviews and columns. And Batch and Kirsten, where can people find you both on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and the one, the only Mr. Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning to the present day. You can also find us on the Pop4D podcast feed. Make sure you subscribe for the wrestling tapes, where me, Mark, and some assorted people recap and do commentaries with movies with professional wrestlers in them. So right now, first episode is up. It is ready to rumble, and more episodes to be coming soon.
Awesome.
You can also find me on my Instagram at Multiverse5. Follow me on the official Pop4D Twitter, TikTok, and all that socials.
Yes. Nice. Hey, Kirsten.
if
you want everyone to follow you, of course.
I'll be in and out. I'm sure there'll be other times that I'll stop by. And
indeed. Indeed,
well, but we're all on now on the groups. We're on the Pop4D, so definitely join Pop4D group on Facebook. A lot of awesome funs, and everything is in the podcast description/show notes.
Yeah, if you like comics, gaming, movies, television, and professional wrestling, join the Pop4D group on Facebook.
That's why we're all members.
Yes.
Alrighty, well, that is a wrap on tonight's episode of To Be Tuesdays. We'll be back next week for Marcy's pick, which I'm also equally terrified for. But there we go, because let's just say Marcy is super, I am terrible, Batch is a professor of hell babies, and Kirsten is also going to do some smoke later with Batch.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. See you later, everybody. Bye.
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 This house has had a strange effect on my wife.
Yes, darling.
And I think she might be possessed by a demon, so I'm a little stressed out.
Bitches be tripping. That's some crazy shit.
We have pictures of a ghost dog and a gruesome crucifixion murder.
Could be the devil, you know? Could be an ex-girlfriend on PCP.
Whoa!
Isha Harpy.
You guys get a lot of these?
You'd be surprised.
Kinda.
People do think that the devil is made up like Santa Claus, but I assure you, the devil is real.
We're going to need some per diem.
If we wrap this up in time, I kind of want to check out the French Quarter, huh?
Is this a place where the girls flash out their boobies?
Yikes.
College girls taking their perky brand new boobs out for a little victory lap.
You had me at perky new boobs.
The To Be Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the To Be Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast.